Good morning, everyone, for being here. We're going to get started here. If you will, please join me and stand, we'll have a prayer for everybody.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on this beautiful day. We thank you for the sun, we thank you for the rain, we thank you for this interesting year of weather, for filling up our lakes and reservoirs. We just ask, Lord, that you help anybody who had damage over the weekend, that you would help them to get back in business or get their homes back resituated. We come now before you with an agenda and ask that you would preside over this meeting for us, guide us through each agenda item that we might make the decision that is appropriate. We just pray for all of these that have come today. We pray for the county employees, for the taxpayers of this county, for employees and employers. We just thank you, Father, for the quality of this community. We just celebrate now your birth here coming up in the next couple of weeks. We just thank you, Lord, that you love us enough to come save us from our sin. We turn this over to you now. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On November 17th. and I would be happy to answer any questions you might have about it.
Could you put all those figures again, because either I didn't hear them right, or what I'm looking at, I'm not seeing the complete picture. What was the total on the equipment in the building?
The total on the building is $500,000, and the total on the equipment is $250,000. Do I have an old copy?
Well, I'm showing $610,000 on the,
Building?
$610,000 on the...
Judge, we,
Building and $102,000 on the equipment.
We revised that during the process, and I apologize to you, yours is correct.
Okay, so you want to assign something different than this one? Again, it looks like the total is about, according to mine, about $712,000, and you're saying it's going to be closer to, what, $750,000?
That's correct. I'm looking for my notes here, give me just a minute. $610,000 for the building and a total of $712,000.
Okay, so that is the correct number rather than...
That is the correct number.
$550,000, okay, so the copy I have here does reflect that. All right, any other questions?
No, I just want to say, as a matter of course, I think really project, solid.
I've got a motion by Commissioner Fields for approval of this tax levy request, second by Commissioner Wills. Generally speaking, Charles, what are they going to be doing with this new building and their equipment? What is this enabling?
They're adding a new production line. They have, these operations are set up in a line, and right now they have to, when they have a custom order, they have to break into the line to build a custom hand line, and a new line, they can dedicate a line almost entirely to a custom line and keep their production moving forward through the process.
And 30 additional employees fairly quickly, and
yes,
another 20 in the next year, or in the next 2 years.
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay, I've got these four copies, and I'll get them signed and get them to you.
All right.
All right, let's take a vote on that. All in favor of the tax abatement request that's been presented by Charlie, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, let's move on then to item number four, instead of possibly approving the statement of interest for any tax.
I believe it was about 2 months ago when we did a tax abatement for Pruford. That was for a separate project altogether, so this is entirely new. Some time ago, you may have read that Pruford was planning or considering, I should say, an option to build a building and add some production in Louisiana. And this was a decision that took a couple of months to make, but they're going to put that addition here. They're going to put 42,500 square feet of new manufacturing facility here in Mount Pleasant. They're going to add in that facility what's called a tube mill. They have existing tube mills now, but this will be a new one. And eventually they'll add another, what's called a slitting machine. But in this case, the total investment is $5 million. The total new full-time employees, they'll create 20 new full-time jobs within the first 15 months, and excuse me, within the first 12 months, and 35 within 24 months.
Will this building be back there in the back of the city construction from the new...
No, the plans show this building actually going in front. They have offload facility where they take these big, what's called master coils of steel, now off the rail, and it'll actually be in front of that, kind of between where the pond is now and that the facility.
It's both of the big neighborhood there, and it's kind of to the back. You really look at the little pond, and you look straight back, and then come back there.
In addition to that, they're going to build a sales, they're moving their on-site sales office to the back, and it will be back there along project we did a couple of months ago was some shipping facilities that were in the back. And this new sales yard, sales office.
That's about to be able to do four times out there. There's two different facilities back there that are working on.
This tax abatement is 90% abatement for the first three years, years 17, 18, and 19. 75% in years 20 through 23. 50% abatement in years 24 through 26. Trying to think, I think that's about everything that, again, this was approved by the IDC board, and it went to the city council, and the city council approved it on November 17.
The values on these improvements will continue to be appraised by the appraisal district.
Absolutely.
And they continue to go up.
But in most cases, the values of the equipment go down because the equipment depreciates in value. The building may stay the same, may go up, may go down, depending on the market. But you have to have a baseline of where it is at the time of the construction. And this is based on the construction estimates that the company gets and that sort of thing. And then they turn the values into the tax appraisal district. The tax appraisal district, as part of our due diligence, if you will, we request that they provide us, not the appraisal district, the company, provide us with a their paperwork to the county appraisal district to verify that they put that much in and it's on the tax report.
Yeah, the big district in operation, that's a good work, good solid process, definitely new jobs in the county. I make that motion.
Motion by Commissioner Fields to approve the tax abatement for Creeper, which again is going to last up through 2025. Second by Commissioner Riddle, all in favor of approval of this request, say aye.
Aye.
Vote. Charlie, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Item number five, consider possibly approved acceptance of infrastructure improvements by the city of Mount Pleasant as part of the city's contribution for the Loop project. Carl, you want to give a brief explanation on this one if you're trying to disclose that, I don't know.
Yes. And some of y'all recall when we started the Loop project, different entities pledged different amounts to the project and their paper. The city's contribution that they pledged was $4 million.
Will you pull your mic a little closer?
Yes. They paid us most of that money in cash. They have asked. They did some work on the water lines, the sewer lines, going out 4,000. It added up to $339,489.30. They have asked that they paid us all the money except that amount. They have asked if we would consider that in kind work for the balance of their contribution. I've still got it on my book, so you know, before it gets back one way or another, either accepted, so I can take that number and treat it as collected or go a different route.
And those were expenses that were incurred, my mic's here, correct me if I'm wrong, these were incurred by contractors that were providing this work for you as opposed to the in-house work.
Right, and almost we have to let ourselves just break that four different areas along through the projects, the big one and then 4,000, we had to do some utilities that was not anticipated in the final design came into place. So those were actual expenses the city paid to contractors and engineers to do utilities that still didn't do it. So it's actually out of pocket on that.
Thanks, Mike. You need a picture?
Yeah.
Anybody have a question for Carl or for Mike?
Is this water and sewage we ran out of 4,000?
They are mostly conflicts where we have to move things. In particular, intersections where you've got conflicts at.
Yeah, these are all referred to as relocations.
Well, I saw a lot of work going on down there, and I know the pipeline came through there, and I wasn't sure what would be. There was never taken care of, never been good, and I need water lines and this line to be put in. Good, I don't have a problem with that.
All right, got a motion by Commissioner Fields to approve this closeout on the city's contribution on the amount of our Flint project. Second by Commissioner Riddle. Anybody have a question here? Mike, we appreciate the city's contribution, obviously, for the countywide, citywide project, so the folks contributed towards this. We thank you for your participation. We look forward to working with you again on future projects. I'll call for a vote if you're already. All in favor of accepting the utility relocation cost in the amount of $339,489 as part of the city's contribution of $4 million towards the loop, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number six, consider the possible approval of replacement of a 2006 Ford patrol car with a retired sheriff's office 2009 Dodge for use by the Ford precinct for civil grand service. And the information that you might want here, Chris, why don't you just tell us what you're doing here? I think it's obvious, but you didn't tell us.
This old Ford has roughly 175,000 miles on it, started with them. Quite a few problems. The sheriff has graciously offered to transfer one of these old retired cars over to replace this one. This Ford would be stripped down and then put it for the next county auction.
How much of that equipment can you transfer over to Dodge or some other vehicle?
I believe the vehicle is equipped pretty much everything except the radio, so we'll just move the radio out of the way to strip it down, of course, as far as striping, restriping the tires. Tires are good, it's a good car. I believe it's been used in the jail as a transport vehicle. It's got 133,000 miles, but a lot of them are rubbing off. I talked to Lieutenant Garcia in the jail, and he said it's been a really good car. No problems with these workers.
And you just sell the Ford?
Yeah, the Ford will be stripped down and you put up the next county auction.
Is this the one that had sugar in the drive?
Yes. It's got several issues. It's got duct tape in the lawn. This would be a good opportunity to replace it. Upgrades for a couple more years. We average probably 5,000 on a year on them.
I think we should do it. I think we'll
have a motion by Commissioner Riddle to make this exchange. Sheriff, thanks for making that available to the constable. Second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item number seven, presentation by David Walters, Boy Scout, Veterans Office,
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I bring you greetings on behalf of Troop 110, I bring you greetings on behalf of Troop 101, sponsored by the Mount Pleasant Optimist Club. Regrettably, we're doing this during the daytime. I was curious to find out how many of the local Boy Scouts would play hook, get an excused absence to be here. Unfortunately, we were only able to get two, but one of them is our Scoutmaster, Chris Myers, and his son, Jubal. Basically, I'll start off with the unpaid political announcements and update on Troop 101. We've had 46 Eagle Scouts since 1986, and this is, I don't want to say it's unheard of, but it's extremely rare. You normally get one to two. 46.
In the last 30 years?
Yes. You normally get one to two scouts make Eagle per 100. Ours is much higher than that. It's great troop. I've been involved in scouting off and on since 1954. This is by far the best troop that I've ever been involved with, and that includes when I was a Boy Scout. As for the garden, well, we talked about the good, now we'll talk about the bad and the ugly. This was perhaps the worst year for gardening that many of us have ever seen. Just about anything that could go wrong did. Every time we said, well, it can't get worse, it got worse. We started out in the NTCC greenhouse. We had somewhere between 1,250 and 1,500 seeds that we started out there due to difficulties in regulating the temperature, as well as some person trying to water gently with a fire hose. We lost them all. Fortunately, I have three small non-permanent portable greenhouses, and we had enough to get started in there. We started off the 1st of May, everything was really looking great, and then the spring rains hit. We already had plenty of water in the ground. The deep ground was already saturated, which was fine, but then the rains that we got this weekend were merely one of several that we got in May, and it flooded the upper, therefore there was no oxygen in the soil. The plants couldn't do anything. A lot of them died, and others were stunning. I had some 12-inch pepper plants. On the 1st of May, they were 12 inches tall. The 1st of September, they were still 12 inches tall. They just could not get enough to go. This was primarily in the upper portions of the garden where the downflow was the worst. Last year, we had a diversion ditch. We forgot to renew it, and the rains came and flooded us out. As I said, 12-inch peppers in May and September, it was almost the same as some of the tomatoes in the north end of the garden. We lost all of our okra and our cucumbers, and we basically started out with way less than half the plants that we had last year. In July, I obtained some Armenian cucumber seeds and were able to get them started. If you've never seen an Armenian cucumber, as opposed to your standard cucumber in the grocery stores, Armenian cucumbers are several different species, from dark green to green with stripes to almost white. Ours were almost white. They get up to about 18 inches long and up to 4 inches in diameter. We got those going. They grew them when we took them to the Titus County Cares. At first, the people picking up food didn't want them. They had no idea what they were. They finally had to cut into one and let them taste it, and then they started getting into arguments over who was going to get the biggest cucumber. But basically, by the 1st of September, our results were absolutely lousy. But first, the Armenian cucumbers took off, and they were followed by the tomatoes and the peppers. And finally, at the end of September, the gourds really started growing. Last year, we grew over 55,000 vegetables, but this year, we had less than half the plants. But thanks to an unbelievably productive fall starting in September and going in through November, we produced like mad. We were able to produce over 28,000 vegetables for the need, and that's better than half of what we did last year. Conclusions, the garden, though much smaller, was very successful. Again, we thank you for your permission for letting us out there, letting us work that and do what we wanted to do. 2016 looks very promising. We'll be using the same methods we have, but we're going to try some new ones. One of the things on that slide with the five circles on it, we will be putting out a small cage wrapped with burlap, and we're going to fill it with compost. And then we will put cages around that with either vegetables or peppers. And we will water only the compost. If you've never heard of the keyhole version, it's normally a raised bed. They started them in Africa where they get very little water. And we're going to do the same thing here, only it's not going to be a raised bed. Everything will be flush on the ground. The only thing that we will water will be that court with the compost, and we'll let it with its nutrients go down and water and nourish the vegetables. We'll do the same for the gourds, except we won't have cases for them. They'll just roam out wherever they want to go. We plan to put down a lot of hay this year based on an experiment that we tried out at NTCC. I say we, I was not a part of this. They put down 12 to 14 inches of hay, killed all the weeds as the hay rots, it provides nourishment, and got unbelievable overproduction in 60 days that normally takes at least 90 to 100. So we're going to try that, and then we'll have the usual straight lines as usual. We will also have some new superstar vegetables that we're going to try this year. Basically, we have two primary needs for the coming year. The first one we have or have access to. Thanks to y'all, we can get all the compost, we can get all the mulch we want, and we found a location where we can get high-quality compost for $10 a cubic yard. It's so cheap it almost makes it not worthwhile to try to generate your own. Our biggest problem is that we're going to need probably two round or preferably square bales of hay. So if any of you county commissioners have access to a couple of square bales or round bales, we'd be more than willing to take them off your hands. That is, if you could deliver them to us. Bottom line, after 4 years, I've been in the garden 4 years, the scouts have been in there three. It's getting to be a pretty routine. I guess my question to you is, do you want us to come to attend the brief? If so, we'll be here. If not, this will be our final brief. Regardless, we offer our profound thanks. Your support has been invaluable, and we are Troop 101.
Refresh my memory first.
Titus County Cares gets the overwhelming majority of it. If they're not open, then I suspect there's any possibility of rotting, it goes to the jailers in the at the jail. Please don't put this in the minutes. We were giving it to when it was TCC was not open. We were giving it to the senior Neal and Day Center. They don't want it.
They what?
They don't want it. So we stop. And rather than let it rot or go bad, we give it to the jailers.
Yeah, I remember them having that discussion with them, saying they were pretty well set up with regular meals and the way it didn't fit well for their program. I don't think they had any problem with food with your produce. I just think it didn't fit into their program. All right. Well, we didn't provide you any funds this past year, as I recall.
I can remember being in diapers, but I can't remember 5 minutes ago. I don't recall that you've ever given us any money, just permissions. The fact that you give us that place to use is invaluable. We can't get that out of ourselves. I mean, we might be able to make a contract with some farm around the country, but this is in town, it's local, it's convenient. We're only, five or six blocks from Titus County Cares. It's been great. What you consider nothing, we consider tremendous. Again, if you want us, we'll be back. If not, it's routine. This will be the final word. Yes, sir.
I'm just going to say I really appreciate you and all the people involved in the scouts and scouts and all the things that y'all do. It's kind of a dying art. I just love this garden because I've always had a garden, and I agree with you. This was a terrible year for that garden. Just about the time I got everything up, and all of a sudden it turned off dry, and everything died, and you just continue to rain too much, and turn the yellow down. So, this is a dying art. I'm not sure how many people really know the basics of planting a really good garden.
As an aside, one thing that we plan to do in the coming year, we're going to offer to provide gardening briefings in high school and down into the junior high. We currently do a career day at least. least one elementary aspects of gardening. We hope to be able to get full workings to the junior high and high school science classes.
Maybe I'll have to continue to hear from you this once a year, I don't know, out there.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bill, for coming today, being here with us, and for such outstanding results in your group. Keep up the good work. Item number eight is consider and possibly approve the allocation of 6,587 square feet of the county home facility at 303 East 11th Street to the Texas Health and Human Services Commission for a period of 5 years, beginning November 26, 2016, through November 30, 2021. And this is Health and Human Services getting way ahead of the curve, coming to us and just making sure that they will continue to have access to that facility. But we rent down the use of that building apparently 5 years at a time. This is the first time that I remember us doing this. So I have a document here, which is generally speaking a repeat, according to the folks over there. And they are simply asking us to rent them another 5 years in that building there at 303 East 11th. This is the same building that I come to you from time to time. They make requests on improvements and repairs to that building. So it is not costing us anything other than providing that building to them. They take care of it, and they maintain it, and they handle the extensive repairs and innovations as well. So they're asking for another 5 years. Again, this 5 years essentially is six, because we're starting here now, but this won't become effective until a year from now in November of 2016.
Good. We would like a motion to approve this.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton to go ahead and grant another 5 years for Health and Human Services. As we continue to set up.
Second
by Commissioner Parker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Good. Really good. Well, they did a great job. They remodeled the Houston Hospital and played all the years that almost took care of any upgrade or expense or whatever that they decided to pay.
Skip number eight. No, I'm sorry. I just skipped number eight. Let's go back one. Consider possibly approved changing the tiered payment arrangement with the volunteer fire department staff to be with us. As a review, we have done this a couple of different ways. We have been paying a flat fixed amount amongst six departments. Back when we had Winfield, then it went down to five. Then recently we began, at the fire department's request, making tiered payments so that the busiest fire department received the most amount of money, the least busy received the least amount, and there were a couple in the middle. But for whatever reasons, and this is not my decision, this is a decision amongst the fire departments, they felt like it was appropriate to go back to a fixed amount so that everyone is receiving the same amount. This is different from the run money, which is based upon actual runs made by personnel in those departments. This will be the fixed portion, and the request is to go back to $1,200 across the board times the five departments for a total of $6,000. I believe we've got approved now 1,400, 1,212, 1, and 1, I think, which is 5,800. So I believe this is going to add a couple of $100 there. A couple of the departments have already agreed. The most recent check that they got, apparently those receiving the most money have already given back some money to those that received the least amount in anticipation of us making this change. I know Christy is ready to cut a check right now, so I asked her to hold off pending this decision here today. But again, this is not my decision. This is coming to me from the chiefs to go back to an even allocation. Motion by Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Judge, one more, one clarification. So the payments from Water Main, they're going to reallocate those amongst themselves.
And Irvin, this morning I received an envelope. Who brought that in? Jim brought this in, so apparently he's gotten an envelope describing the status on there. Remember, we had a conversation back the last meeting about a proposed contract that each of the fire departments would enter into. Now, when we briefly looked over this, it's my understanding that at this time, they're not asking us to ratify those contracts. They're still discussing that and working on that. Some have agreed that they feel like these are some benchmarks that they could all be striving to achieve. It's going to be their commitment. They're going to be working on this, but at this time, they're asking, again, you've got a copy of this, that we not move forward on ratifying those contracts at this time. So I'll let you all read over those. If you have any comments or want to get that on a future agenda, then let them know about that.
Judge, I have not had enough time to look at this.
There's no access, not an action item. I didn't even know about that until this morning. Take a look at that. If you would like to make any action in the future, please let me know. While we're here on any volunteer fire department business, anybody want to bring anything to the commissioners? Item number 10. You don't want to miss it, Gerald. Let's go to number 10, consider possibly approved payment for a Walters funeral for Keith Howard Walters. And our standard amount is $950. Let me give you just a brief description of this. I'd like you to know what we're doing here. Keith Walters, resident of Pleasant Springs Nursing Facility for the past 9 years, passed away. We received a call for removal on the 27th of November. Betty Trader, administrator, was contacted from information given to us by the hospital. She had been unable to contact any family members prior to his passing or after he passed. We've not heard anything from the nursing facilities or facility members by Sunday morning, so we researched and located funeral home records from previous funerals we attended for this family. Those records indicated at the time he had three siblings, two sisters, Marla Stewart and Marla Pritchard, both of Joplin, Missouri, and one brother, Roger Walters of Mesa, Arizona. We were able to contact Ms. Stewart and advise her of her brother's passing. She indicated she had not talked to her brother. We heard less would like to get in touch with her other siblings. Well, apparently they have basically said they are unable to provide any assistance and will not be returning to Texas for this. So 12, City Council will approve allowing TCEQ to place an air monitoring station on county property precinct 4. Apparently, this relates to their desire to monitor air from the Willow plant. I turn this request over to Commissioner Parker, since that's his precinct. Two people would like to do on this, Attorney Joe.
Judge, I give each one of you a copy of what they sent. Got a name on top of it, anybody who talked to him, I talked to him, and they sent him another email Thursday, I guess it was, and I didn't send anything back. I would like you all to look over this and give me your thoughts and ideas on it. It's on my property, we got out it, off 2348, that is. And, but I'd like, at this time, I'd like to kind of get some feel. Y'all have a chance to look over this, and I have kind of built some checking on the same.
Based on my conversation with him, it looks like these are pretty standard setups, about 40 by 40 foot fenced-in area with a tower, looks like about 25 feet, and a portable trailer. All right, this request is tabled, this is a formal motion. Second by Commissioner Benton, to table this matter, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. All right, item number 13, consider possibly approved travel and seminars. First request is Commissioner Rockwell's office to send Christie Little to the Midwinter Conference in Sugarland, January 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, $165. Apparently, there's two parts to this, Midwinter Conference and RDO training. That'll last a full 5 days. There's two portions to the registration. One is $165 for the conference, and then $796 for the RDO training. I'm not sure what RDO means. Cost of meals, including the day of travel, will be $220. Hotel accommodation, $683.65. She would take a personal vehicle, 560 miles, bringing the total cost for this training to about $2,206. Just as a little bit of additional information that I was going to give you here at the end, Mentor, as you know, is retiring at the end of this year. We will be having a meeting of county election commissioners here next week or so. That entity will make a decision on what to do about his replacement. So, Christie's at least going ahead and making a reservation for this conference, so that we have an opportunity to go and get someone trained, depending on the outcome, and I will let you know what the outcome is. The election commission. That's the first request. Second request is by Sheriff Sim Kaylin Avila to Texas National Law Enforcement Telecommunicators School in Smith County, January 22nd through the 25th. And will she be traveling down there and back each day? Yes, that is.
Yeah, we're trying to do, we had this approved before. We thought we'd go on land, then we found out it could not go on land, so we got to say that.
Kids are online, got to go down there to the school, work in Tyler.
Yes.
And so, whatever the cost of her meal and fuel, she'll be taking a county vehicle. Third request is by Constable Ray Barrett, precinct 2, would like to attend in Huntsville, Texas, new constable school training. This is mandatory, it'll be the 25th and the 29th, with travel on the 24th and the 29th. No registration cost, meals, and travel day, $220, hotel, $469, take a personal vehicle, $173 approximate mileage for the 475 anticipated miles, bringing in approximate total $961. Fourth request is John Mark Hogan's to send Paul Lindsay to 2016 Investigator School in San Antonio in February, 8th, 9th, 10th, Motion by Commissioner Kemp for approval.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 14, approve oral written reports.
Judge, computer is down and I can't print off. They said, oh, I can't print off the gadget board.
Really?
I told that, but she was going to see if she could get it up there, but obviously it did not do that. So I can't give you the reports.
All right, so you're going to table that, but we need to.
You know, I've never had that happen. Yes, you can table it until the next. So maybe I can, maybe not table it, maybe I'll just present you both of them at the next meeting. How do you want to do it? I've never had that happen before.
How about as soon as they are available?
I'll give them to you. I'll leave them downstairs and I'll put you.
I feel like we need to have a special meeting to go over that. I will call one, have any of these guys request, otherwise we will overbook these at that time.
That's fine, the next meeting, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to ask that you allow us to table item number 14 until the 20th meeting on the 28th, if not before this.
Make a motion to table.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Fields. All in favor, say aye. Item number 15, Cheryl, do you have a report?
Got one.
Cheryl, take it down, please. Thank you, generator.
Moments are so sad. Moments are so sad.
Make a motion to approve the report.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Parker for approval. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 16, approve budget amendments.
Judge, I have one budget amendment. This is number 71 for last year. This is just a line item change.
When we first approved the money for the fire department, the fire truck, the city, and the fire truck approval, to put the capital outlay, they're holding the titles of those and the individual entities' names, so I think that's why the capital outlay is so expensive, because you know, including the capital outlay, it pulls in all the titles. And I think it was mentioned y'all the other day, that if something happens to one of the volunteer fire departments, you know, that puts the titles in the back of the gas.
This was for both of those vehicles, the big engine, the big cab chassis?
Yes.
It's my understanding, I got a text on Friday night, the new truck is coming, is that right? Do you know about that?
Yeah.
When we say it's come in, it's actually here in Mount Pleasant, the new engine?
Is that central?
Sir?
Is that central?
Taking it for a spin? Okay, any questions about this? That's the only one.
Judge, I'll make a motion to approve the budget.
Motion by Commissioner Parker to approve budget item, amendment item number 71. This affects the last fiscal year, 14-15.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor, say aye. Motion by Commissioner Parker, second by Commissioner Hinton. Sorry about that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 17, sign pay orders and approve payments.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Parker for approval. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item number 18, closing conference. Mentioned to you about Leonard. Remember Leonard will be retiring. I got this official letter, I believe, Thursday afternoon. Also, I want to tell you about a call I just got from Bob Ratcliffe, literally 15 minutes before our meeting started. He had been expecting about a month.
not good for the mortgage.
Well, our thing is not due, but I think the payment from them, you would say.
It's due, it was sent, I know you know.
But they're still waiting on some actual traffic counts on 4,000, which would go into the mix. So I think worst case would be looking for the minimum payment. I don't know, they don't know at this point how it's going to affect it, but there were some errors in whatever method that they did use was over counting. So we got excited about that, but we'll still look forward to at least the minimums, and hopefully we'll be achieving a little better than that. You know, let me know about that. They called, though, if you were having a meeting, we can share that with you.
Well, I'd like to make some progress to check the count. We don't have to get it out. Every time I go to there, I go back east, it's Washington City, say 8, 9, 10 cars, so I think you're saying the count be a lot higher than we anticipated. That's good.
Okay.
Actually, if that raises the speed limit, more people would use that, because you can go through town as fast as you can go through the loop.
It's my understanding that they're going to be doing that. I thought it might have been done by now, but it hasn't happened yet. So if we could express that, we agree with the operation, I agree with you. Unfortunately, we don't get to make that call. All they can do is make requests and encourage. And I invited you to do the same thing. Call Roger Lynn. Roger is very responsible with us. He hears you loud and clear. Well, there's Leonard there at the back. How do you see you, Leonard? Did I say everything right here on that school that we were sending Chrissy to? Any comments that you've got?
No, thank God.
You don't have to come up. I just want to make sure I didn't miss allow you to say anything if you wanted to say something.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say, I thought it was important to send her to school to get her ready. If she's appointed to take this job over, it would apparently she would be ready to do that. Also, if we fund or accumulate, we have enough money in that fund to pay for this trip, but we're getting expense on the account. Of course, the other two going in on chapter 19 fund, we could pay for that. Responsibility that she might have if she's appointed to take the job.
All right. You and I are going to meet this afternoon to go look at your story building. Is that right?
Yes.
Very good. That's all I have. Commissioner Riddle?
I'd like to mention, Vice, I know that the commissioners voted to have all the meetings in the daytime, 9 o'clock in the morning. We got a list of the people attending the daylight. The morning and the evening meetings through the last 12 months, and they were only the people that did more than three meetings or more. And it was like 92 at night and 70 in daytime. That's what it was, pretty good amount, I think. But I figured all the people, some of them just one-timers, and it was like 79 in the daytime, and 170 at night. Now, I took the same thing as we did before. Just to point out, I think there is a lot more people at night, and some were just one or two times, but and I dismiss all the people here for business, for the B by the name, that I could identify. Sometimes I could have been wrong. I didn't recognize somebody, and I counted them as a business, or maybe vice versa. So, but it's pretty close to being accurate. Plus or minus 3 or 4.
You didn't necessarily remove employees, did you?
Yes, I left employees off. And employees. And I just put the people here for business. Like a permanent office comes by, or the Bible, they come by every day in their services. I put them down to the B, a business person. And that's what it is. So there's quite more a difference than if you counted the regular people that we did before when we voted. I realize both may, but I will know that that's for the record.
And I do have attendance records for the last 2 years. If anybody wanted to see them, I'm not disputing anything you have to say.
commissioners' court meetings of November 14, 2014. Also, it's on the tape that this involves the subject was brought up about Chris Bassam, and they not gave us the information that was needed. I think in this commissioners' court meeting, it does show on the last page the different people that he had worked with, the different people that knew him. Then it was emailed by Chris to all the commissioners, especially it was sent out, but we all got copies of it this last year. And these are people who had worked with Chris. And I'm just going to make a couple of quotes and then that's it. And I do want to show that there was references, there were people that recommended Chris. Chamber of Commerce, to vision, belief, and Mount Pleasant continues to make significant impact in the direction of Mount Pleasant. And then, and there's some individuals and companies and stuff, but this was the Chamber of Commerce. And then Northeast Texas Community College, it says Chris is sold to this community and vision and values that this man brings. He is resourceful, energetic, and highly creative professional. And thank them, and that gets community leaders to think outside the box. And we go through here, and there's, I think there's like 20 references in here and different things in here, but I'd like to take a look at them. But he did give us information where he had worked, things he had done in the past, and that's all I have.
Commissioner Hinton?
I'd just like to say that I'd like everybody to take note that we've had several code enforcement out. County Road 3070 is closed. 3375 is closed for the time being. We've taken a look at it. We have other codes. 3290 is closed. We just have lots of washout places on the code to take care of. We had quite a bit of rain. And just be patient with us on 3070. It's going to be probably after Christmas before we can do anything with it. Getting dry material. So, that's all I got.
Commissioner Parker. I'd just like to add a little bit to that. I've got three votes to close the night. Today, President, one name more than I can do the other Christmas. The Iron Bridge that is going to be replaced. What I'm concerned with is there are people on each end of the road, but nobody in there where it's at, so it's an area that we can close off and just be a little inconvenience if they're back four around. That's County Road 4754. And the moon, well, we haven't had the first street out here on the road, which County Road 4705 for most of the day yesterday, part of the night, Saturday night, worked all day yesterday and last night. It's reopened this morning. Don't know for sure yet. The guys were seeing damage on the road this morning. Don't know for sure how bad it was, but the other road is 3285. We had covered over there, about half the vehicle washed out, and one of the few school buses go through there every day. We're trying to get it back up and open this afternoon. And then another one was 4265 that we had closed just temporarily. We've got a little work on the culvert. But hopefully after today, everything with that one bridge will be back up. Yesterday, also I want to thank Tri-Lake for helping out. they take care of the smaller trees and just put it off to the side. That really makes a big difference. Also, the sheriff has helped us hold some homes for trees to fall. He gives up that area, he has to try to get his help there. People don't have to do this, but they do, and we greatly appreciate it, because it runs up in a lot quicker. Also, we had probably set right in the park, and it runs underwater. We should have done more this afternoon.
Nothing less than anything else, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Yes, sir.
Yep, I did this, but back to item 12, where y'all spoke of funds to bring all the fire trucks back to the same house.
That was item,
Number eight.
Number eight, okay.
I heard Mr. Henning.
Can I come up to the mic, just so we can hear you, but I want to make sure it's available on our recording.
I heard Mr. Henning make the motion, but I didn't hear a second, or y'all voted on it. Did I miss that?
I think it was unanimous.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I should be sure.
Well, I'll second it.